Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can join us today as we are at Hueytown Intermediate School in Hueytown, Alabama, as I have with me the principal of Hueytown Intermediate School, Carrie McClellan. They call her Miss Mac. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me today. Really appreciate it.
Today was a special day to recognize a special young man as part of y'all's school, your school community, Jace Watkins, and the family was here. We had a lot of attendees here for this event. Tell me what it means to the school to recognize a young man like Jace Watkins today.
The biggest thing for me, for our school, and our students know this, is that we are a family. And we are of the house system, but we say we are six houses, one family. So it's really important to me that parents, family members, community members, and students all know that we're together and we have each other. And today is a perfect example of that. We have students here from all different grade levels today and their parents, and they've come out to celebrate Jace, to celebrate one of our top scholars that we lost way too soon. It's a blessing to me to see us pull together and have this time together.
What does the bench mean to you personally, thinking about Jace and making the connection to extending his legacy?
For me, the bench is a way for Jace to still be with us and to still be in our hearts and in our minds, and it's an opportunity to remember him. But he was always so good to welcome others and be a friend to others. You know, just like Miss Williams, his fifth grade teacher, said, you know, the funny thing about a bench, he would never be sitting down. He would always be running around, welcoming other students, and just being a friend to all. So I see this as an opportunity for our students to take a moment and pause and reflect and celebrate each other. And in the long run, I hope for us to get more benches by saving the bottle caps and creating more benches for an area that's like an outdoor classroom or an outdoor retreat for the students to go to for some time to be able to have together and to celebrate and enjoy each other.
I had a lady reach out asking about the bench with Green Tree Plastics in Evansville, Indiana. And because of Abby Wilson collecting 650 pounds of bottle caps, they were able to make a buddy bench in Madison, Alabama. I think it's a great idea that kids can come together for something like this. And then, as I shared with the audience, the buddy bench is about giving some kids maybe that are having some struggles a friend. And it gives them an opportunity to have a seat with somebody who can say, I care about you, I want to be your friend. That extends to what we've talked about with Jace today, being a friend to other people.
Absolutely, and he was, and that's the epitome of him, and his legacy will live on through this, and we just want to thank you so much for donating this and for the thought and the care that's been put into helping us get this together, so thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mack, for pulling this together. Thank you for your part in allowing this here at the school and bringing the family together, bringing the community together. It says a lot about you as a principal to take that role and that initiative to do that. So thank you for doing all that you've done, too. And right now I have joining me Miss Elizabeth
yes.
Williams. She was Jace's fifth grade teacher. Welcome
right.
to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
What does an opportunity like this mean to you?
Well, today, it was just an awesome opportunity to be able to come and just honor my sweet Jace and honor one of my students who is so deserving and just an amazing presence, was an amazing presence in our classroom, at our school, just truly embodied our House Isabindi here. We do our Ron Clark House system here at HIS, and the House of Isabindi embodies courage. And every single day he embodied that trait. And he was an awesome kid. And just being able to come and remember that legacy that he had was just, it's an awesome day to be able to do that. So,
what do you think about the buddy bench idea?
I think that is amazing. I had never heard of that before, but I think it's awesome to be able to. And it was the bikers, you said, that did it first.
Yes.
And so they did.
Bikers against bullies.
I had never heard of that before.
And
that was really,
about
really awesome.
5 years ago
when
Walt was battling cancer. He was a six-year-old battling cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be a pilot. And I remember the bikers against bullies were telling me about the buddy bench.
Mm-hmm.
First I'd heard of it, but I thought that is a great idea because I was that kid who needed a buddy bench when I was in school. I changed a lot of schools growing
up. Yeah, absolutely.
And so the buddy bench really resonated with me. But mm-hmm. to think about Jace and being a friend to so many kids, it then opened that door and said, this is a great way to remember Jace.
And I absolutely agree. I think this bench is going to be an awesome, awesome remembrance just to remember our sweet Jace and just to put it somewhere in a prime location where students can sit and just remember the legacy that Jace left. And I think it's an awesome thing.
Tell me why you chose the path of being a teacher.
Well, for opportunities like this, I think just being able to pour into some sweet students, whether they were second grade, because I've taught second grade before and now in fifth grade, and just being able to just be with them every single day in life's lows and in life's highs, and to just walk through life with them and teach them a little something here and there, you know, we got to do that too.
Yeah.
But just to be with them every single day and just love on them, because you never know what goes on at home. You never know what goes on out in the world. But here at school, I can create a safe space for all of my students, no matter who they are. So.
And I know the school has a guidance counselor that's at every school.
That's right.
But as a teacher, for these fifth graders, you know, uh-huh. to think about a loss of one of your students, how do you navigate that with your kids to help them to understand the process? Like I try to live my life to carry the people that you cared about so much forward.
Right.
How do you help them with that? Because we can get bitter or we can get better. And mm-hmm. when you lose a friend, it really hurts and there's
it's awful.
Different directions you can go.
That's right.
So how do you encourage them in this process?
That's right. Well, leading up to the Tuesday when we came back from Christmas and being with my kids for the first time since Jace's death, it was very nerve-wracking for me because I wasn't sure how my students were going to react if they had even heard. I'm sure some of them or most of them had heard what had happened, but some of my students didn't know. And so walking through that with them was difficult, and I didn't know what to expect, how they would feel, how they would react. So I think just having a presence and of just loving and being able to just walk through this with them, honoring Jace and always having that, you know, just that loving spirit for them so that they can talk and it's a safe space for them to feel all the feelings, to feel whatever they feel in the moment, because there's a lot of emotions that go on with mm-hmm. something like this, and it's heavy and it's a crazy time for any person, but especially a fifth grader, especially a child. So I have done the best to create a safe space for my students and come up with ideas of things that we can do, like the bench, to honor Jace. And we've come up with multitudes of ideas, and they're not my ideas, they're the kids' ideas, which I think is really, really yes. awesome. And so they've come up with different ideas. Like, I was just talking with some of my students just a few minutes ago. They came up with an idea of creating a paper chain. And this paper chain, everybody's involved, but everyone writes down either a memory or just something that they loved about Jace on one of the pieces of paper, and we create a big paper chain, and we'll string it up somewhere in the school, whether it's our classroom or somewhere else, but it's just something to remember our buddy by, because he was a great friend to everybody. So just walking through that with them and just creating that space where they feel safe, but they can feel all of the emotions at the same time, has what I've strived for, and I hope I have achieved.
And I've had some amazing teachers in my life that I remember mm-hmm. vividly what they meant to me.
Me too.
And so you are having that impact on your students, I have no doubt. And I'm just listening to you, I think you're a great teacher.
Thank you.
And you're doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate you taking on that role to
teach these
young kids, to help them move forward in their lives. And there's going to be some that come back, and you're going to be shocked. I didn't know I had an impact on that.
Exactly.
But they're paying attention.
Exactly.
When we don't realize it. And I think you're going to have that experience years from now. They're, oh, I just loved you, Miss Williams, and I don't know if I loved you so much at the time, but I'm glad to hear you've straightened your life out.
Exactly. I look forward to that, and I really hope that I have made a lasting impact to all of my students in the past and this year, but you know, it's just what every teacher hopes and dreams. So,
well, thank you, Elizabeth Williams, for joining me here on the show today and for being a part of this effort, and I'm glad that we could bring the Buddy Bench to Hueytown Intermediate School mm-hmm. today in honor of Jace Watkins.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk pets from the 2026 Veterinary Meeting and Expo, as my guests will be Gene O'Neill, CEO of the North American Veterinary Community, and Dana Varble, DVM and Chief Veterinary Officer for NAVC. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As advertised, we are coming to you from the VMX 2026, the world's largest veterinary conference hosted by the North American veterinary community. Pet parents want their animals to live longer, healthier lives, and new research shows many families wait until a pet is actually in pain before seeing a veterinarian, while others turn to social media or even AI for advice. Today, we talk about what helps pets stay healthier over time, why early care matters, and what is coming next in veterinary medicine. Joining me are Gene O'Neill, CEO of the North American Veterinary Community, and Dana Varble, DVM and Chief Veterinary Officer for NAVC. They were on the show last year from 2026 VMX, and they're back again. Welcome back to the show, Gene and Dana.
Hey, oh, great to be back.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us back.
How are things going at VMX this year?
Well, I got to tell you, last year was a big event, but we outdid ourselves, and we have another spectacular going on right here at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, where we are hosting 30,000 of our closest friends in the veterinary healthcare field. We have over 750 exhibitors who are here displaying all of their new products, services, methodologies, and treatments that all these attendees are just eating up.
And Gene, for listeners who are hearing about NAVC for the first time, what is the mission of your organization, and why does VMX matter for pet families and not just veterinarians?
So the North American Veterinary Community, our mission is pretty straightforward, and that's to educate anyone in the veterinary health field. And we have a portfolio of products that go from online learning, publication, certification, webcast, podcast. And this is our largest event that we have in our portfolio, this VMX, Veterinary Meeting Expo. And what's so important about this for us is that it really sets up the whole year for the veterinary industry, because this is where a lot of the organizations, the companies that provide all of the nutritional factors for the pets, all the scientific factors for pets. This is where they use it as a springboard to really start their year for the rest of the year and get everything that they have out there to market. But here is where the largest gathering happens every year, and they take advantage of that.
What stands out at this year's conference compared to previous years?
Yeah, so we always have a lot of amazing innovations. We recently had a pitch competition where a lot of entrepreneurs got up and showed us all that they've been working on over the last year. We're always seeing advancements. Last year, I know we talked about AI, but we're seeing more tools really apply AI and making it very, very practical so we can use them in the clinic. And that really means that we're, again, as veterinarians, we're spending less time doing paperwork or checking back on pets, and more time just talking with our pet parents and really developing amazing relationships. We're also seeing some amazing new diagnostic tools that allow us to run tests that we used to have to send off to the lab and anxiously await 2 or 3 days for results. Instead, we're seeing those tests appear in the clinic, so I can often get answers the same day you're coming in. And for all of us, I think that just means less anxiety, less worry, and more answers earlier for our pets.
And Dr. Varble, I understand that there's a growing shift from focusing only on lifespan to focusing on health span. What does health span mean for a dog or cat at home?
Absolutely. We've known over the last 40 years that dog lifespan, for example, has increased pretty dramatically. But that's not enough anymore. We don't want just them living longer, but we want that life to be a higher quality, right? We always talk about quality of life in veterinary medicine. So there's so many growing areas in veterinary medicine that address this. I love that we're here. Our theme is Champions of Care. We have a little bit of an Olympic theme. And one of the focuses this year is on canine sports medicine. So that's addressing things like joint health, movement therapy, of acupuncture, and just, again, making sure that our own dogs are not only happy and healthy, but are going for walks with us, still jogging with us, and still playing fetch well over 10 years of age.
And let's talk about routine visits. New research shows that over half of pet parents wait until a pet is sick or in pain before seeking care. What happens when families delay those routine visits?
Yeah, we know missing a big opportunity. If families are skipping our annual wellness exams, even those six-month rechecks, what we're seeing today at BMX is more innovation around the idea of early detection, more options for treatment, more nutrition options. So we know that if we can catch disease earlier during those annual wellness exams, I have the ability to offer you different treatment and more treatment options than I did before. And what that's doing is really delaying and slowing the progress of chronic disease. And again, refocusing on that idea of being healthy throughout their life. So don't skip those annual exams. It really is a chance to talk, catch up, and do more for your pet.
And this is a big one, right in line with that last question. Many people now look to social media and AI for pet health advice. Why does having a trusted veterinary team in the pet's life make such a difference?
So we know that the healthcare team is so important. And at VMX, we really address that. So especially here, we have education for everyone at your clinic. From the front desk staff, the client service representatives that greet you when you walk in, to the veterinary technicians that provide nursing care, we have something here for everyone. So when you call your vet for a question or you need expert advice, we make sure that everyone in the clinic is an expert and that they can help you every single time. So again, feel free to check online. Remember that your veterinary healthcare team, every single one of them, is an expert in their field and is ready to answer your questions.
Dr. Varbal, what are some advances in preventative care or integrative approaches being discussed at VMX this year that pet parents might should know about right now?
Yeah, one of the exciting things is we're seeing new cancer screenings, both blood and urine tests. And that's a brand new field for us as veterinarians. We've never had blood and urine tests that can help us decide if a pet is either at risk for cancer or maybe has some early detections of cancer. Those are really, really exciting for us because cancer screening has always been very expensive and very invasive for veterinary patients. We've had to do x-rays or ultrasounds, and it's sometimes taken a long time to get results. These blood and urine tests are so exciting to think about. So much less invasive, so much easier for us, and hopefully they can really give us an opportunity to address things early and maybe even be able to prevent them or stop cancer in its tracks.
Are there some common household risks, toxicology issues you're seeing that still surprise pet families?
Yeah, I just talked with a toxicologist this week, and unfortunately with the increase in states that allow medicinal and recreational marijuana, that has actually replaced chocolate as the first toxin that we're seeing, the most common toxin. So while the severity of those ingestions can vary, some pets are very mild, that's the good news, but some can be quite serious. So that has replaced chocolate as the primary toxin that our pet poison centers are seeing. So be very careful with what you have around the house. Remember, something that's child-proof is not pet-proof. Keep those things out of reach of pets, way up on the counter, in closed cabinets as much as you possibly can.
And the final question, and I'll let you go and enjoy 2026 VMX, but for someone bringing home a new puppy or adopting an older pet, what are the first steps you want every pet parent to take to support long-term health?
You know, I think, again, I'm going to go back to that. Develop an amazing relationship with your veterinary health care team. Give them a call the day you bring a new pet home, set up a wellness plan, and we hope we can support you throughout the life of your pet.
Gene O'Neill and Dr. Dana Varbal, I want to thank you again for joining me from the North American veterinary community, and thank you both for sharing your insight from VMX 2026 this year.
Oh, we're happy to. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
For pet parents listening today, the message is clear. Start early, build a relationship with your veterinary team, and stay proactive about care. That approach helps pets stay active, comfortable, and connected to the families who love them. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go toward the dream college. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.